I didn't even see him.
I know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I'm delighted to see all you people here on this holiday. And it's a wonderful holiday, and it's a metaphysical holiday. I know we call it Martin Luther King's birthday, but it is a metaphysical thing because what did Martin Luther King say? I have a dream. And he had a dream, and he made that dream come true. And that's very metaphysical. So, do you, each and every one of you, have a dream? Do you have a dream? What you want from life?
Yes.
You see, in this new year, let's have our dream and let's make sure that it comes true this year. One of the ways to do that is we're over this vision thing that I handed out. But one of the ways to make your dream come true is to ask yourself every day, what do I really want? What do I really want? Not what somebody else wants. Not what the world wants. But what do I want? Remember, we try to bring everything back to us. And it's always going to be an inside job. But so many people get caught up with the idea that they have to please somebody else. They have to please their parents. Or they have to please their spouse. Or whatever. But that's not doing what you really want. And we can all do what we really want, and we can all have what we really want. During this month of January, we called this the month of renewal. So we're talking about different ways to renew ourselves. When I say renew yourself, I mean renew a right spirit within you. Renew all the old things that you've let go. If you had a dream and you just left that go, and you still want that dream, resurrect it. Resurrect that dream, you see. And then we're going to focus on that dream. Remember, focus and intention bring something into your life. The reason why we have a dream, we dismiss that dream. And we say, oh, well, it was just a dream. I believe that when you get a dream, it's a nudge from the divine showing you something. Where do I want to go with my life? What do I want to do with my life? So in this month, ask yourself, what do I really want? And then learn to dream and learn to keep that dream in focus, in your mind, in your intention. Because we get busy with the outside world, or we get busy with all kinds of activities, and we forget the dream. And we forget the dream. So if Martin Luther King could do it by knowing that he had a dream, manifesting that dream, we can do it also. Because this thing that we call God does not show favorites. Martin Luther King had a dream, but God didn't favor him any more than God favors each and every one of us. This thing that we call God does not operate that way. If you think that God shows people with money or people who have lots of talent or whatever they have, that they have been more blessed than you have been blessed, erase that from your mind because that is not true. That is a human quality, not a God quality. God never compares, you see. God loves each and every one of us exactly the same. And God sees in us all the potential that we have. We all have wonderful potential. So the whole idea is you have to convince yourself of that. This thing that we call our mind is very stubborn, but it's also a willing servant, and it will do what you ask it to do. But you have to keep it in line. You have to keep it in check. Your mind is like a wild horse. And unless you tame it, it's going to buck you off every time. So you tame your mind. How do you tame your mind? By starting to listen to what you are saying. Not only to other people, but to yourself. You can hear what the conversation is going on inside of you. Inside of your mind, there's always going to be a conversation going inside there. We talk many times of the idea that life is a choice. And the choice in life is learning to listen to the right voice that's inside of you. Because you're always going to have a voice that says, I can, and a voice that says, I can't. And you have to choose. That's what we mean when we say life is a choice. It doesn't mean, what restaurant am I going to eat in tonight? I'm going to choose the correct restaurant. Life is a choice of what you are listening to. What part of your mind are you listening to? Are you listening to the negative part of your mind instead of the positive part of your mind? I've said this many times and I'll say it again. We as human beings were born and created to think positive thoughts. When we think positive thoughts, our body functions so much better. The endorphins, all the little glands and everything that put out all the chemicals that we need to stay alive, function much better with positive thinking. Negative thoughts slow us down, and they do harm to our bodies, especially on the inside. You know, you can run a car on kerosene, but you can't run very far on that kerosene, and the car smokes and chokes and bucks and carries on. The same way with negative thinking. We were made to think positive thoughts and to have positive thoughts running through our system all the time. And you all know that because when you start to get upset, when you start to get negative and so forth, don't you start to feel bad? Doesn't your body tell you that there's something wrong? Anger, any of that stuff, you can actually taste inside of you. You can taste it in your mouth, the different things that are going on. Your body was not meant to do that. So learn to think positive thoughts. The mind, because we live in a conversation that's always going on, and that's the conversation out there in the world, we're always going to have that dichotomy. I can and I can't. But we are the ones who choose by deciding I can. And by doing that, how many times have I used the analogy? If you have a garbage heap over here and a garden over there, which one are you going to look at? Which one are you going to look at? You're going to look at the garden. That would be prudent, wouldn't it? Some people love to look at the trash. Well, if you look at the trash, that's all you're going to get is more trash. Metaphysically, you've heard the Bible expression, turn the other cheek. Most people think that means get slapped again on the other side if somebody slaps you. Turn the other cheek means turn the other cheek. If you're looking at the garbage, turn the other cheek and look at the garden. That's what that means metaphysically. Turn the other cheek. It's always going to boil down to what you are looking at, what you are focusing on. What you focus on, you get more of. What you focus on, you get more of. So, what do you want in this new year? What do you want to focus on? Learn to know what you want. Focus on that, and that will happen. Always it's going to start inside. Life is an inside job. It always was, it always will be. Nothing is going on the outside. Only on the inside of you. Meaning, what are your thoughts? What are your beliefs, your attitudes, your viewpoints, and your opinion? All those things can be changed. And if you're not getting what you want, take a look at those items and learn to change them. Learn to change them. Learn to see yourself as worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to have those four elements going. Once you have those four elements going, then you can start to realize people are nice, business is good, you see. Everything is wonderful. If you buy into the world at the present moment, the world is telling you that business isn't so good. If there's a strike going on, people are losing money, this is going on and that's going on. Don't allow that to influence you. Don't allow that to influence you. You know, it came into existence to pass out of existence. The strike will be over. The economy will come back. It always does. And it always will. So you have to know that and not focus on it. The longer you focus on it, the longer it stays with you. The longer it will stay here. The world that we have made with collective consciousness, you see. And that's what the world is thinking right now. As soon as the world changes and decides that business is good again, business will get good again. It's done with consciousness. It's not done with the stock market. It's not done with the housing market. It's done with your consciousness. And at the present moment, too many people are thinking, because why? You heard long before this economy started, uh-oh, something's going to happen. It's getting too high. Prices are getting too high. This is getting too high. So, what happened? Something happened to drop it back down again. But it was a collective consciousness that did that. The first person thought, oh, it's getting too high. They told the next person. The next person told the next person. The next person. Before you know it, everyone's saying, you know, the prices are too high, and it's going to bottom out. And what happened? Prices got too high and it bottomed out. You see? It's all done with your thinking. It's all done with your consciousness. So let the world do all that. Stay at home in your own mind. Stay at home in your own body. And know that you're a wonderful human being. Know that you're connected with a power that can do anything for you. That's what you need to concentrate on. If you think that your money comes from the stock market, that's not where it comes from. The stock market has money. People make money on the stock market. But that's a channel for your money. That's a channel for your good. The source of your good is always going to be God. Always going to be God. I handed out treatment several weeks ago about that. And treatment on prosperity, which was absolutely wonderful, where it tells you that the well is never going to run dry. And the well isn't going to run dry. When I was a child, we had a well. And my brother, who loved cars, and loved to wash cars, I don't know why, but he would like to make sure that the car was always washed. He was always washing the car. And my father was always saying to him, Jack, the well is going to run dry. You're going to run all the water out of that well. Finally, one day, Jack said, we've been here 30-some years, and the well hasn't run dry yet, so I doubt it's ever going to run dry. That house was built in 1940, but how many years ago is that? They're still using the same well. They're still using the same well. You see, it's a human consciousness. We always think that things are going to run out. You cannot live in a prosperous universe, an abundant universe, and have an attitude that things are going to run out. That things are going to run out. They don't run out. And we talk about the economy, and we say, oh, no one can afford anything. Well, look at all the cars that are out there, and all the new cars that are out there. Somebody's buying these things. Somehow it's going on. So don't buy into that. Don't buy into what the world is telling you. You see. It's done with your mind. It's done with your consciousness. Remember my saying, excuse me, thank God I don't live in your universe. When people complain to me, when people tell me how bad things are, when people do all that to me, I just look at them and say, well, thank God I don't live in your universe. Let them live in that universe. You can live in the universe that you're making for yourself. There's plenty of room. So make your own universe. Make your own rules by using your mind and by changing your mind. It's going to start always with you, and it's going to start with You have to know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter thing. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Yay.
So make that an absolute point in this year to get that down in a cellular level where you never have to doubt the idea that you matter. You see, you matter so much to this thing that we call God that God would be incomplete without you. God needs each and every one of us. We make up this whole thing called God. Each and every one of us. We're individualized expression of this thing called God. So we want to remember those things in our life. So when you get up in the morning, think of those things. Did anyone see the beautiful moon?
Yes.
Gorgeous moon. Did you see how the clouds were today? How gorgeous everything was? Okay. These are the things that you have to remember and have to look at and say, this is a wonderful place to live. This is my home. Thank goodness I have this beautiful planet to live on. You see? Because it'd be hell living on Mars. You know? It's not nice there at all. So we have a wonderful planet to live on. So we have been given many things. You see? So if this creator thought enough of us to create us and put us on this beautiful planet, don't you think God is also going to take care of you each and every day, in each and every way? All you have to do is put faith in this thing that we call God. If you don't have faith in God, learn to have faith in God. Learn to have faith in yourself and your abilities. And your life will change around. Let's look at this active vision thing here. We'll just go to the bigger words there. Realize that there are no impossible or ridiculous ideas. No impossible or ridiculous ideas. Allow your imagination. Now, everywhere you go, you're going to learn about your imagination. The imagination is the greatest tool that you have in your toolbox. Please learn to use your imagination. Remember, Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Because you can collect all the knowledge that you want. You can have the brightest mind in the world by collecting all the facts, figures, and all the knowledge that's out there. But unless you have an imagination, we would say exactly where we are. We would say exactly where we are. Albert Einstein had used his imagination. That's how he came up with the theory of relativity, by using his imagination. Since we're talking about Martin Luther King, let's talk a moment also about Booker T. Washington. Does anyone know about Booker T. Washington? Booker T. Washington? No, I may be wrong. Booker T. Washington. Carver, I'm sorry. It was a man by the name of Carver. I'll think of his
George Washington Carver.
And he was the one that discovered all the things that you could do with the peanut. You see, before he, no one knew what to do with the peanut. And they asked him, how did you learn to do that? How do you know that the peanut could do all this stuff? He said, I used my imagination. I went inside the penis and asked the penis, and the penis told me what it could do. I went inside the penis and asked the penis, and it told me what it could do. That's using your imagination, you see. Learn to use your imagination. Learn to see this year your dream come true, but start to imagine that in absolute detail. Imagine your dream. And then know that this thing called God is not only willing to give you that, but can give you something even better that you can't think of. Even better that you can't think of. But hold on to your dream. Imagination to create any kind of vision. and think only later about the particulars of the vision. Relax, allowing the creative part of your brain to engage. Let the thought process flow, remembering there are no wrong thoughts. Also, go to sleep at night with the expectation of great visions in your dream state and pay attention to the experience of ideas continuing to flow in the morning. You can program yourself. This is called active vision, or some people call it lucid dreaming. You can make your mind dream what you want it to dream. So ask for that at nighttime. People think, oh no, I can't do that. My mind just doesn't know. Has anyone been able to wake up and go back to sleep and have the same dream by just saying, oh, I want to continue that dream? Your dream will continue. Your dream will continue. So learn to use your mind. Learn to use your dreams. You will find great information in those dreams. But you have to ask for that. So at nighttime, know that you're going to dream. And in the day, people say, oh, I never remember what I dream. Well, of course you don't remember what you dream if you're going to constantly use that as an affirmation. I don't remember what I dream. So say to yourself, I always remember what I dream. You see, we have to do this. We are free agents here. And we are the ones who own our mind. So we have to tell our mind what we want it to do. So learn to dream and see where those dreams take you and what those dreams will do for you. It's just a simple thing. Ask a lot of positive what if questions. What if I had an unlimited dollars to make my plan work? What if I had all the help I needed? What if I could not fall and nothing were to stand in my way? These types of questions jumpstart the imagination and help us to realize the possibilities. Curiosity stimulates answers outside the box. Outside the box. So ask yourself these things. If I had all the money in the world, what do we know about money? What do we always say about money? First thing, when somebody has an idea, they want to start a new venture or something, the first thing they say is, but I don't have the money. But I don't have the money. Money is never the issue. Never make money the issue in your life. If you want something, you can get it without money. I get tons of things without money. I love to get things without money. Money is only one way to do it. And if you allow money to always be the issue in your life, you're never going to have enough money. You're never going to have enough money. You want to buy a house, but you think the prices are too high. And you don't have enough money. Because you're allowing money to be the issue. There could be a property out there right now that somebody wants to give to you. You don't know. You have to check into those things.
Okay, I'll take it.
So take it. No, you see, we get stumped right away because we say, oh, the prices are too high right now. There's nothing selling on the market. This isn't happening and that isn't happening. I bought my condo at a time when prices were horrible. Well, I got my condo at that time. For $96,000. Everyone said, oh, no, you can't buy anything, a nice place for that. I said, well, I'm doing it, thank you very much. Now, people said, but you must have put a lot down. I put $2,000 down. I said to the realtor, I have $2,000, that's all you're getting. So if you can make it work for that, we have a deal. And it worked. But we get intimidated because we hear you have to have 5% down, you have to have 10% down, you have to do this, 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 and this. I also said to the mortgage man who was writing out the application, I said, oh, and the other thing is you can't use my income. I have to get it without you being able to look up my income. I own a condominium. So don't believe all the stuff that goes on out there. You can do it. You can do it. Those are just prices up there. They mean nothing. Never allow money to be the issue. If you want to do something, look at all the other things and start. The money will follow. The money will follow. But we are so brainwashed into thinking, oh, but you have to have tons of money to do this. You have to have money to put down. You have to do this and that. There are all kinds of other ways to do things. Think of all the other possibilities and think how it can be done. But the main thing is, focus on what you want, exactly what you want, and make it come to you. And make it come to you. I didn't look that much at them. But several condos, I thought, oh, these are horrible. These small, tiny little places. People have been to my place. My place is not a small, tiny little condominium, per se. And I have the amenities that I wanted. I wanted a place with a swimming pool. My place has one of the largest pools that you for a condo. I looked at some, my God, only four people could get into the pool. I called it a pool. And this is so nice because usually I'm the only one at the pool, so I call it my pool. But see, I visualized that. I thought about that. And I focused on that. And why this deal was going through, every day I went by and looked in the window. And I saw my furniture and stuff in there and what I would do with the place. Every day. And I saw myself in the place. And finally, it was mine. And this particular condo had fallen out of escrow several times. Several times. But it didn't fall out for me. But you have to put the work in. You have to do something, you know. So if you want to look at someplace, I tell people that in the theater. Do you go by the studios every day? Do you get up in the morning and drive over to the studio like you already have the job? Well, no, I didn't think of that. Well, think about that. If you want a job, you're going to have to get up and go to that studio to get it, right? So you get up now and you go to the studio. What is that doing? That's impressing your mind. And when you impress your mind, you impress the mind of God. You impress the universe. And the universe does something about that. You see. So you have to make up your mind and do those different things. If you want a job someplace, go to the building that the job's in. Go there. Look at it. Where, how would I, what route would I take to work? All those things. You see, you don't let your mind say, well, you don't have a job, that's just a bunch of nonsense. You'll get the job. You'll get the place. You'll get the position. But you start doing this stuff beforehand. Why do you do that? Because you have to know that it's already done in mind. It's already done in mind. Now you're impressing that on yourself. And now it's going to come into this world. That's manifesting, you see. That's taking clothes and dwelling among us. But we have to start something. We have to do something to get that, you see. Try those techniques. They've always worked for me. I've always had gotten what I want by already knowing that it's mine. I went there every day and looked in that window and said, oh, now with the carpet, could this go here? Would that go there? Would this do this? Would that do that? You're saying. And eventually my stuff was all in there. That's the way you do it. Okay? So use your imagination. Please use your imagination and do these little things. If you want to be in metaphysics, this is the way metaphysics works. It's not all just sitting around doing treatment work and so forth. You have to treat, you have to move your feet, but you have to believe that it's already done. You see, And you have to convince your mind of that. And it's not a silly thing to get in the car and go to the studio every day. If you want a job there, or wherever you want the job, whatever you want to do, you have to always do it. Years ago in the 70s, with the human potential movement, they had a thing that was called fake it till you make it. And that's a metaphysical thing. We are always faking it till we make it. You see? And people say, oh, we can't fake this, you can't. Yes, you do. Do you impress your mind and make it true? That's how you do it. Okay, let's go to the next one. Never worry about criticism. That's the big one that we think about. Most of the great thinkers, inventors, and entrepreneurs throughout history suffered the slings and arrows of the envious few. Many people experience their vision as too grand or never follow up the vision with action. You see, remember that word action? You must take an action. Always. Once you have a dream, once you have a desire, once you have anything, now take an action on your own to make that come into your life. Do something, and it will come into your life. And if you look back, all the things that came into your life, you used all these techniques, you just have forgotten that you used them. You see, the mind loves to keep you in the dark all the time, meaning your mind. My mind does the same thing. You have to realize how many people sabotage themselves constantly. Because their mind talks them out of something. I had a young client that wanted a job, and I absolutely saw it done. She called and said to me, well, Dallas, I didn't get that job. I said, you didn't. I'm absolutely surprised. She said, well, I was late getting there, and the man left. That's sabotaging yourself. I've told this before, Stanford University, you did a research, and they asked all the successful people what was the number one thing that they would say made them successful. And the answer was, be on time. Be on time. So, it's very important, it's very impressive to people if you show up on time or earlier. So make that an affirmation. I always arrive on or before time. And get that one out of you. How many people do you know who do that, sabotaging themselves? They arrive late. The traffic got them stuck. This happened. That happened. All those things that happen, your mind is doing to you to keep you from having what you want. There's no such thing as chance, coincidence, and accident. If you get stuck in traffic, you get stuck in traffic because your mind doesn't want you to get to where you want to go. Does that make sense to you? Yes. So, don't sabotage yourself. Stay focused and don't let those without vision get in your way. Always stay focused on what you want. What do I really want? And don't worry about criticism or somebody else saying, oh, it's too grandiose. I hear that all the time with people. Oh, that's too big. Your mind will go to work on a big idea faster than it will go to work on a small idea because there's nothing to stimulate it. Mind loves big ideas. How do you think we got to the moon? When Kennedy said we're going to go to the moon, that was the biggest idea that humans ever had. And lo and behold, we went to the moon. We went to the moon. We didn't say, oh, it's too grandiose. Didn't you think they said, oh, it's going to cost a lot of money. We can't do it because it'll cost too much money. See, money wasn't the issue, was it? Don't let money ever be the issue in your life. Ask for tons of money, but don't let it be an issue in your life. You see, you have to realize that money is always freely circulating in your life and that you always have a divine surplus. And that you can do these things, but don't let your mind stop you because of the money. You see, if you have an idea, somebody else will give you the money to make that idea come true. You see, you want to buy a condo or an apartment or whatever, you want to buy a house, there may be somebody out there that would like to give you the down payment because they need a tax break. They need this going on. They need that going on. You do not know, you see. But you cannot give up the idea because you think you don't have the money. See, that'll stop you every time. That'll stop, it stops everybody all the time. But as soon as you realize that money is never the issue, you'll get it. I bought a restaurant once with no money. Did it. Because I was, at that time in my life, I was a little dumb too. I didn't realize you had to come up with all that money. You know, I'm the funniest thing when it comes to money, because I use it differently than most people. I never take into consideration taxes, you know. I think, why is that in there? You know. Now, I pay taxes, but I just never think, you know, oh, that's going to be $3,000 in taxes. Why, you know? Don't let money rule you. It'll stop you every time. All right, take a risk. Ha-ha. Be attentive to paralysis analysis. Many people do that to themselves. They just paralyze themselves because they analyze and analyze and analyze. That's just like a hamster in one of these cages with the wheel. You just keep thinking it over and over and over and over. I'm a very fast decision maker. Why am I a fast decision maker? Because it's either going to work or it's not going to work, and you're going to find out either way. And then if it doesn't work, you can make another decision. But to sit for days or hours or years afraid to make the decision because you're afraid it won't work, where is that going to get you? Where is that going to get you? Don't be afraid to make a decision. It's either going to be right or it's going to be wrong. There are only two ways it can go, and you'll know so much quicker. And then you can change your mind about the whole thing and say, oh, well, I made a mistake there. I'll change to something else. That's all. I don't know why we think, oh, I can't make a wrong decision. I've made more wrong decisions in my life than you can shake a stick at. And I'm still here, and I'll probably make tons more. But I made a lot of good decisions also. So what do? I concentrate and focus on the good decisions. But before I make any decision, I say what? I'm always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. And then I make the decision. And then I make the decision. But I don't sit. I never sit and fret and worry and analyze. Oh, should we do it this way? Should we do it that way? Do it. Do it. I have people can't paint a room because they can't come up with the color. Just put the color on the wall. If you don't like it, you'll repaint the damn thing. You know? But have you seen that? I've seen people take a year to figure out what color to paint something. Paint it. If you don't like it, repaint it. You see, it's the same way with a decision. If you don't like the decision after you made it, change your mind and make another decision. Nothing is the end of the world, people. And it doesn't make you stupid. You know, you'll like it much easier. Just make snap decisions. I make them all the time. Oh, well. Okay. Take a risk. Being a cautious and careful planner is a good thing until perfectionism stops all progress. It's best to deal with immediate facts as they are now, and then trust you'll solve new situations as they arise and become the new now. If a thing is worth doing, it's worth starting poorly. You see? We think we have to be perfect with everything. We think we can't start because we don't know. I would have never, Kennedy Schultz, who I studied with in Georgia metaphysics, he said to me, well, Dalsby, don't stop. Start teaching You'll never teach if you think you're good. Because like, oh, I'll take another class. Oh, I'll read another book. Oh, you see? But you don't start. You'll never start. So I just started. I thought, what could I do? The worst I could do is make a fool out of myself, and I'm not afraid of making a fool out of myself. So I just started. And now here I am all these years later, I'm still teaching. I'm loving every minute of it, by the way. I never get tired of teaching, and I never get tired of finding these different things, reading books or anything, because I love sharing all this stuff with people. I just love sharing it. So that's one of my little missions in life, visions in life, is to be able to share this stuff with people. So just start. Just start anything. Just start it. You'll find out soon enough. Ah, okay. What does it say here? You may have heard tea bags and people have a lot in common. You just don't know how strong you are till you're in hot water. Is the risk worth the dream? Is the risk worth the dream? Yes, the risk is worth the dream. All life is a risk. All life is a risk. Every morning you get up, it's a risk. You can learn to live with that. I don't know why people are so afraid of that also. You know? Don't be afraid. When you're afraid, where is God? You see, you cannot say, I have faith in God and I believe in God, and then be filled with fear. It's an absolute impossibility. Absolute impossibility. Anytime that fear comes into your life, you are forgetting God. You are forgetting that all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. Because you can't have love and fear operating at the same time. You can't have God and fear operating at the same time. I passed out years ago a little card. I have this stamp. It's a rubber stamp, I think. A friend of mine gave it to me. And it's called Faith, and it says, fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. No one was there. Isn't that wonderful? Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. No one was there. If you answer the door with faith, fear dissolves. It's no longer there. Don't be fearful. The world teaches fear. The world is always going to teach fear. If the world didn't teach fear, you wouldn't buy insurance. Insurance, all that stuff is based on fear. Most advertising is based on fear. Don't eat that, you'll have a heart attack. Don't do that, this will happen, that will happen. Fear, 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 fear. So replace all that with God. Replace that with God. Can you imagine God being afraid of anything? No. It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. So, when you feel fear of all, say to yourself, oops, I better sit down and remember that I am some part of God and that there's no place for fear in my life. There's no place for fear in my life. Use the hindsight test. Hindsight is great, but you don't have to have it. Ask yourself, if I were on my deathbed and I'd never gone and done this one, would it matter? I often do that. I say to myself, I'm going to try that because I don't want to be on my deathbed and have that regret saying, oh, I didn't try that. Now you see, it says try. It doesn't say that you have to succeed in it. It doesn't say that it's going to be a success, you see. But at least you try. You know, people are so afraid of failure. And if failure, you know, is an event, it's never a human being. It's never a person. You know, events fail. Human beings never fail. Human beings never fail. You see. Don't be afraid of it. President Thomas Edison had failed thousands of 10,000 times or something before he invented the light bulb, if he got tired of failing, he would have stopped. And we wouldn't have all these lights today. Last week, I think I told you, one of the characteristics that we have to have as humans is what's called endurance. You see, and Edison had endurance, or what we call stick-to-itness. He stayed with it, and now we have lights. So, stick with what you're doing. Have that vision, have that dream. Make it come true for yourself. Make it come true for yourself. Okay. Enjoy the process, the memories of success, and the people you enjoy. That's easy to relish. Consider relishing your challenges and being entertained and learning from those who lay the roadblocks. It makes life worth living.
Yes.
Have a challenge in your life and look at those things. And when you say, oh, this is a stumbling block, or this is this, that, the other thing. So what? It's just a word we give to things. We can get over stumbling blocks and so forth. Our lives would not be all that interesting and so forth if we couldn't try for something, you know. If everything came to us all that easy, we'd just sit around and give up, wouldn't we? It's fun to have challenges in your life. It's fun to make something out of yourself, you see. And that's what we're doing here. If you come to this class, what you're doing is you're trying to make something better of yourself. If you weren't in this class, if you were not coming here, you wouldn't care. But you care enough about yourself, you see, to come here, learn more about yourself, learn more about your mind and your being, learn more about your soul, learn more about your connection. That's what we're all doing here. That's what we're all doing here. But I make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. What do you people hear? Do you realize that that's absolutely true? Do you realize that that's absolutely true? You have to realize that that's absolutely true. You have to realize that there is only God. There is nothing else, you see. So if there's only God, there can be no fear. There can be no fear. Does anyone remember what fear stands for? False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. It's an illusion. Fear is an illusion. It's just false evidence that your mind is presenting to you. So when your mind presents you with false evidence, you have to argue with your mind, remember. Like a lawyer before a judge, and you must make sure that you win. So you have to refute what your mind is telling you. You have to refute this fear. Oh, I'm going to run out of money. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, that's going to happen. Your mind loves to tangle those carrots in front of you. Don't let your mind do that. That's when you sit down and start your affirmations again. Money is always freely circulating in my life. There is always a divine surplus. God is the source of my supply. Those are the things that you remember. And you do that till you convince yourself. Till you convince yourself. So in 08, you can do this. And you've been coming, everyone here has been coming long enough now to know this teaching. Now you have to learn to apply it. And you have to learn to use it. Metaphysics is the practical teaching. It's a practical teaching. It's here so that you can have a better life. That's what it's all about, is having a better life. But we bought into all the lies that the world told us. What was the main lie that the world told us? That we were separated from God. That God lives in heaven. And that God looks down on us. God does not look down on anybody or anything, because God is everything. God is everything. God is working in, as, and through you right here and right now. And I can prove that constantly, and I prove that to myself constantly. You see? And I allow God to work through me. I just move my bloated nothingness out of the way. And that's what we must do. Yes, that's Emerson.
Emerson.
Yes. He loved that. I love that one.
I do too.
You have to move yourself out of the way. Otherwise, you know. See, we want to compete with God. You see. You know. It's like the little I am is the big I am, you see. I know who the big I am is, so I let God do what God does. I'm much more content to be the fun and entertainment committee and let God be the ways and means. And that's what you must remember. You have your dreams, you have your desires, you have your wants and so forth. Have those. Then realize, and it's God's job to bring everything that's necessary into your life so that they manifest for you. That is not your job. Your job is to have the desire and keep a focus on the desire. You see? And that's the way it works. And you get what you want. How many people here have wanted something and now have it? Yes. Well, how did you get that? And were you surprised? Or did it take you a while? I often sit in my little place and I look around and go, oh, I remember thinking of having that, but I forgot I had it. You know? But I brought it into my existence somehow. I did that. But our minds like to, oh, just dismiss things. I call that discounting. You see, when something really happens to us, our minds love to discount it, don't they? Oh, well, you'd have gotten that anyway. Oh, well, that was because this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. No, you have to say, oh, thank you, God, you see. I know exactly why it happened. It happened because I wanted it. Not because somebody gave it to me or this, that, the other thing. It's done with your mind. It's done with your thinking. Remember, it's a mental world that we live in. It's always going to be a mental world. And I think that that is the number one thing that people constantly forget. It's a mental world. It's not a physical world. It's not a material world. It's a mental world. Meaning that all things start in mind. All things start in mind. All things start with a thought. So you have to see a thought as the seed that you're planting. And you plant that seed in the mind of God. And then you allow that seed to put down roots and sprouts and bloom. And give you the fruit that you want. But what do we do most of the time? We plant the seed and then we say, well, it didn't happen yet. I might as well look and see that seed must not be doing anything. And we rip the damn thing up again. Now, there's poor seed. You push it back down, pull it up and put it down. How do you expect it to grow? You just keep putting it up and down, up and down, up and down. Make up your mind what you want. Know exactly what you want. Ask yourself every day, what do I really want? And demand the answer. Demand the answer. So, tonight, before you go to bed, say to yourself, what do I really want? I want it shown to me tonight. I want it shown to me tonight. Your mind will do that. This thing that we call God will give you that dream. See, we all live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. There's only one mind, people, and that's the mind of God. And we're all using that mind. Now, we may be individualized expressions of that mind, but there is only one mind. If I had a different mind than you had, I wouldn't be able to see you. Because we see with the mind, not the eyes. So you have to remember that you're always using the mind of God. You're not using your mind, for goodness sakes. That's talk about bloated. You have to realize that you're using the mind of God. And that mind of God knows exactly how to do something, knows exactly where everything is, and you do it. You do it that way. And you listen. Now, I'll give you a practical story. I'm doing a few little things around my house. And I needed some pools and different things that I needed. So I mentioned this to somebody. And they said, oh, have you tried Lowe's? Well, no, I never even bought Lowe's. I don't go out to those kind of places. They said, well, try Lowe's. Now, I could have dismissed that. But I said, since I'm asking, and God can only do for me what God can do through me or through somebody else, then that person, that must be God telling me to go to Lowe's. So Saturday went to Lowe's, and everything I wanted, they had. One-stop shopping, I call that. I always do that. People say, oh, you must shop a lot for all this stuff. I never shop. If I want something, you know, at nighttime, I send my doves out. They fly all over the city. They find what I want, and they fly back to me, and they tell me where it is. And I'm driving along the car, and I'll say, oh, and a little store will pop up or something. Never knew, never saw it. I'll go in there, they'll have exactly what I want. That's using God. That's using the mind of God. You see, when you start to do that, your life becomes easier and it becomes simpler. I know people who run all over town. You have to check everything out. Are you sure? You know, did you try the internet? Did you do this? No, I didn't do any of that. I just went right there and got what I wanted. You see, that's how you make life easy for yourself. So learn to use God in this new year. Learn to use your mind. Learn to use your imagination. And don't fall for what the world is telling you. And remember, money is never the issue. Never the issue. So every day, say to yourself, I am a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being. And you will become that. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.